This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Tomorrow on the program, Andrew McCarthy from National Review. That should be interesting. He has done, in fact, I read last night, it was almost a novel length sort of review of where we find ourselves at in this investigation by Robert Mueller and all the different twists and turns, and now with the Democratic memo out and all that. So he'll be on the program tomorrow. Hopefully to answer any questions that you might have. We'll try and think of everything for you. Look forward to that as well. This hour is normally reserved for our Talk Radio Town Hall with Congressman Kevin Cramer. I've been taking your calls every hour in this very hour. Every day, every week, rather, for a full hour for years. And certainly we appreciate that very much. This week he is unable to join us due to the fact that he has a son, Isaac, along with his wife, Chris. They are at his bedside as he is in critical condition, Bismarck Hospital. Been telling you about that since Monday. Happened on Saturday when he went into the hospital. Encourage you to keep the Cramer family and certainly Isaac and his healing in your thoughts and prayers. Send up a few extra prayers along the way right now. Throughout the day, whenever you think of it, if you can, for Isaac. We've been asking for that, and so far it's working because his condition has been improving for sure. So Congressman Cramer couldn't be with us today, obviously, for understandable reasons. He also did not go back to Washington this week for votes there as well as he is at Isaac's bedside, as you would expect him to be. We asked Tom Campbell to join us in his place today in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Tom is a state senator from Grafton. You've heard him on this program and talk about his run for the United States Senate and the Republican nomination. Once Congressman Cramer decided to re-enter that race, rethink his decision, join that race, Senator Campbell endorsed Kevin Cramer and said, I'll run for the House nomination instead. So now a candidate for the House nomination, headed for the convention in the Grand Forks early in April, and joins us now to tackle a number of different issues. Tom, thanks for joining us. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, Scott. Things are going great. Just finished up about a 6-week tour of our state district conventions, and last night finished up in Williston, and left Sunday noon, put on about 1,200 miles, and then back actually in Grand Forks today to speak at to go to a chamber event, and then back in Fargo where I'm kind of spending home. But hey, I appreciate the opportunity to fill Congressman Kevin Cramer's shoes. When I get elected, that's one of my biggest challenges will be to work hard and to fill his shoes. He's been doing a phenomenal job. And you know, Scott, we haven't had the trifecta with all three Republicans in Washington, D.C. since 1961. So it's going to be a great feeling to get all three seats. One of the reasons I didn't run against Kevin in the primary for the Senate was because of the fact Kevin needs to conserve all his resources and his time to unseat Senator Heitkamp. And I think that's going to do it. I wanted to unite the party, and I just decided Kevin's a good friend. We have similar core values, and it just didn't make sense splitting the party and, you know, burning up our ammo, fighting amongst ourselves when we need to save it and go after Senator Heitkamp. So I'm real happy to be in running for the House, and I think I'll continue to work hard and do as good a job as Kevin.
Questions or comments for Senator Campbell are welcome. You can call us at 258-0550-800-228-0550. You're a farmer, and I love the story. You've told it many times, even before you were a candidate on the program, about the humble beginnings and buying some used potato equipment to hobble the things together to with your brothers start a potato farming operation that has obviously grown into quite the entity. That's my favorite story about your humble beginnings as a farmer. So we might as well start with a topic near and dear to farmers, and that's NAFTA, because of it's important to farmers, obviously, because it means more markets for them to sell their products. So President Trump has said we've got a bad deal in NAFTA, and wants to renegotiate it. Tell me what you would do once you get to Congress on NAFTA.
You know, that's a great question, and that's a big concern of farmers as they've been, you know, traveling around the state. You know, North Dakota is one of the top three states that are so dependent on NAFTA. I mean, it's not just ag, but it's also manufacturing and energy. You know, Melrose Bobcat is a huge industry. They export a lot to Canada. So it's a $4.1 billion industry. And I think, you know, I've always been for free trade, but we also want to make darn sure it's fair trade. So I would definitely want to stand behind not only our farmers. You know, 70-some percent of all of our farm products that we grow are exported outside the country. And I think, it's a big percentage of them are exported to Canada and Mexico. So we want to make sure, you know, worldwide trade is very complex, and we want to make sure that we don't come on a short stick, because North Dakota is, with our smaller population of 750,000 people, you know, we can't consume all of our oil, energy, ag products. So I will go to bat for energy and farmers, and just keeping a close eye on it and just reminding President Trump that we don't want to do anything foolish and upset our existing exports, because without that, it would be, detrimental to our ag and energy industries and manufacturing. A lot of people forget about manufacturing. I got a lot of good friends that are, you know, like I said, Bobcat, and they make sugar beet harvesters, and we manufactured Case IH tractors in Fargo and John Deere in Valley City. So it's a huge, huge industry for us that we cannot afford to lose.
You mentioned you're hearing concerns about it from farmers. What is their top concern? What worries them most?
Well, you know, right now, as you know, the commodity prices are not that sporty. They've been at break-even levels or lower. And we definitely have what I just explained. They're concerned about losing that to other. It's a very complex losing it to it, whether it's, you know, car manufacturers. A lot of them are made in Canada or Mexico. And to jeopardize that, to bring home their jobs to the United States, may trigger a offset of say, hey, wait a minute, you don't want our cars anymore, no more ag imports. So we just want to make sure we don't go backwards on this. We need to increase exports, try to get the commodity prices up, because it's a challenge right now with wheat, corn and soybeans prices at you know, $4.50 to $5 a week doesn't work. $2.50 to $3 corn is a challenge. So we need to make sure we continue to move these prices up and not work at losing exports and moving prices down. But overwhelmingly, every farmer I talked to throughout the whole state for the last 8 months is that's the number one concern. They're just concerned about it.
You have made it, you know, pretty clear that you would go to Washington and fight for the Trump agenda. I think people appreciate that among you, among this audience anyway, that President Trump fighting a war to bring much-needed change to Washington and to drain the swamp. But trade negotiations is one area where people see maybe a split on that regard. I mean, he's basically, you know, using his well-known negotiating tactics and, you know, the whole persona behind the art of the deal to say, hey, we're going to do things differently. I mean, do you think this is posturing on his part to get a better deal, or do you think he's willing to go so far as to blow some of these deals up?
Well, you know, when he spoke to the Farm Bureau group in, I think it was Tennessee, about a month and a half ago when we had, I know, Daryl Lease was there and we heard his speech, he's definitely aware of the importance of agriculture. It's, you know, the breadbasket of the world. And he doesn't want to do anything that's wrong. He said that. And so I'm relying on him. He's a very sharp, you know, businessman. He knows what he's doing. Look at the success already with our tax bill and a deregulation. He's been doing phenomenal so far. So I'm trusting in him, but also watching closely just to make sure that he may not be misled or get into some type of deal. So I think we're going on the right path. He doesn't want to, you know, halt industries and have, you know, farming suffer with those consequences. So I realize that he's looking at NAFTA, but yet he's a pretty sharp individual and businessman that's not going to throw farming under the bus.
Billy Graham, by the way, at this hour now, has just been afforded an honor that is very rare in the United States, and that is to lie in honor in the United States Capitol Rotunda. And that is just started moments ago. They've just actually got everybody in place, and Mitch McConnell is just welcoming the entire group. But I want to let you know that that is officially happening as of right now. Let's get Mark on the road in here with a question or comment for Senator Tom Campbell in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Go ahead, Mark.
I was actually calling about the gun comments. I know we're trying to beat the whole common sense thing to death, but, you know, at one point in time, the flintlock colonial rifle was the state-of-the-art in small arms. You know, it was used to fight wars, and it was also used for hunting. Bolt-action rifles the same way. They're used in the military, and they've also been used for hunting. And AR-15s, they fall in that same category. You know, the way they get used is not the gun's issue. It's the people involved. And, you know, also kind of a second thing that I was thinking about as far as...
Hey, Mark, do me a favor. Hold your thought on that second point. We'll get to it right after this break. We're coming up against the clock here in a break. So hang on 1 second. We'll finish. Tom Campbell on the Talk Radio Town Hall today. Don't go away.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions, and now Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction, land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog too, 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
So every Wednesday, I get to tell you about a hot deal. We call it the Wednesday Wheels, brought to you by Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. Your chance to hear about and take a look at one of the sharpest set of wheels on the Northern Plains. Not very often where I can tell you that this thing's half price, better than half price of what it would be new. Think about that for a minute. No kidding. This one is a silver-colored 2011 Chevy Silverado 2500 Crew Cab. Duramax Diesel LTZ. has a 6.5 foot box, 91,000 miles on it. This value is incredible. By the way, the Duramax diesels, they run forever. So 91,000, they're just getting warmed up. And so brand new, this truck would be a $70,000. One owner trade, sold new at Puckledge in Valley City. Tires are great. Maintenance all up to date. It's on the lot for $33,995 today. If you tell them Scott sent you, $32,797. Go online, PuckledgeValleyCity.com, PuckledgeValleyCity.com, see it for yourself. Great selection there. 2011 Chevy Silverado, 2,500 crew cab, the Duramax diesel LTZ, so it's loaded up. It's got everything in it. Only $32,797 a day. Half of what that would be rolled off the lot new. Tell them you heard about it on What's On Your Mind. Puck Chevy Buick GMC, where they say you drive, we'll ride with you. 721 West Main Valley City. Online at Pucklich.com and PucklichValleyCity.com. Pucklich is North Dakota's home for Chevy. Here's President Trump's comments about Billy Graham today.
Speaker Ryan and Leader McConnell, and most importantly, thank you to the entire Graham family for honoring us with your presence here today. Thank you. In the spring of 1934, Billy Graham's father allowed a group of Charlotte businessmen to use a portion of the family's dairy farm to gather for a day of prayer. On that day, the men prayed for the city. They prayed that out of Charlotte, the Lord would raise up someone to preach the gospel to the ends of the earth. We are here today, more than 8 years later, because that prayer was truly answered. Billy Graham was 15 years old at the time. Just a few months later, he accepted Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. That choice didn't just change Billy's life, it changed our lives. It changed our country, and it changed, in fact, the entire world. The North Carolina farm boy walked out of those fields into a great and beautiful history. Starting at a small Bible school in Florida, he soon led a nationwide revival. From a large tent in Los Angeles to 100,000 people in a single day at Yankee Stadium, to more than 2 million people at Madison Square Garden, over 16 weeks in 1957. And I remember that because my father said to me, "Come on, son." And by the way, he said, "Come on, Mom, let's go see Billy Graham at Yankee Stadium." And it was something very special. But Americans came in droves to hear that great young preacher. Fred Trump was a big fan. Fred Trump was my father. In London, Tokyo, Seoul, Bogota, Moscow, New Delhi, Saigon, Johannesburg, and scores of other places all over the world, Reverend Graham shared the power of God's word with more than 200 million people in person and countless others through television and radio, where people loved to watch and listen. In 1978, with the support of the Catholic bishop, who would soon become Pope John Paul II, Reverend Graham went to Poland and spoke of the meaning of the cross to a people suffering under the soulless oppression of communism. Billy Graham carried his message around the world, but his heart, as Franklin will tell you, was always in America. He took his message to the poorest places, to the downtrodden, and to the brokenhearted, to inmates in prison, and to the overlooked and the neglected. He felt a great passion for those that were neglected. Everywhere he went, Reverend Graham delivered the same beautiful message. God loves you. That was his message. God loves you. We can only imagine the number of lives touched by the preaching and the prayers of Billy Graham. The hearts he changed, the sorrows he eased, and the joy he brought to so many. The testimony is endless. Today we give thanks for this extraordinary life. And it's very fitting that we do so right here in the rotunda of the United States Capitol, where the memory of the American people is enshrined. Here in this room, we are reminded that America is a nation sustained by prayer. The painting to my left is of the pilgrims as they embark for America, holding fast to the Bible and bowing their heads in prayer. Along these walls, we see the faces of Americans who prayed as they stood on the Lexington Green, who prayed as they headed west, prayed as they headed into battle, and prayed as they marched for justice, and always marched for victory. Around us stand the statues of heroes who led the nation in prayer during the great and difficult times, from Washington to Lincoln to Eisenhower to King. And today, in the center of this great chamber, lies legendary Billy Graham, an ambassador for Christ who reminded the world of the power of prayer and the gift of God's grace. Today we honor him as only three private citizens before him have been so honored. And like the faithful of Charlotte once did, today we say a prayer for our country, that all across this land, the Lord will raise up men and women like Billy Graham to spread a message of love and hope to every precious child of God. Thank you.
Well done, President Donald J. Trump. Well done. My gosh. I didn't expect him to go quite that long, but it was good enough to keep through it. So we'll get back to the Talk Radio Town Hall or with Tom Campbell after this.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Oil company foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassle. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406-250-8151. Or you can call us at our Grassy Butte office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
We're online at deltaconstructors.net. Deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all. The Delta.
Being equipped for tomorrow starts today. Buy now to save on the New Holland equipment you need from your local Northern Region New Holland dealer. You can take advantage of 0% financing plus cashback options on select New Holland tractors, hay, and harvesting equipment. This is a limited-time offer, so don't wait. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today to see how much you can save. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital America LLC approval. Standard terms, conditions, and other restrictions apply. Down payment may be required.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
By H.A. Thompson & Sons, high-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and mechanical contractor services, something they've been doing for over 100 years. In fact, they celebrated their centennial in 1908, but they do a lot more than that. And as you're looking at the bottom line and trying to find some areas to save, I'd really encourage you to go to the website, hatandsons.com. Check out the video on the Link Service Contractor services they provide, cost-effective environmental maintenance agreements to building and business owners throughout the region. And they're right now maintaining the heating and cooling systems of like 600 buildings throughout the plain. So they do this with commercial operations in Bismarck, but Fargo, Grand Forks, Gwinner, Newtown, Minot. Find out more. It'll save you money. HATandSons.com. Back with more with Tom Campbell, candidate for Congress, seeking the House Republican nomination. Before the break, before the last break, we were just finishing with Mark, and unfortunately Mark fell off, and I apologize. You never know when breaking news is going to happen, but we wanted to bring you the president's comments today. This is history in the making. Only the fourth private citizen to ever sit in the, ever lie in the rotunda. That's pretty amazing. And you know what? You want to know something? His casket is on the same wooden framework constructed to hold Abe Lincoln's coffin in 1865. Talk about history. Pretty darn incredible. But Tom, Mark was asking you about the Second Amendment, and obviously there's a lot swirling because of Parkland, Florida. Let's talk a little bit about that. And if you're in Congress faced with an onslaught of, you know, additional gun legislation as a response to what happened in Parkland, Florida, how do you react?
Well, it's been a big controversial subject ever since the Florida shooting. And, you know, I'm a big Second Amendment believer. I'm a hunter. I own a lot of guns. And I think, without a doubt, it's not the gun that's the problem. The problem is the person that pulls the trigger. And I just think, you know, the FBI definitely had a big breakdown here. The local law officers, you know, they spent 4 minutes before they went in there. I think we need to, you know, enforce and get a grasp on our existing laws instead of making new laws and not divert the whole situation, because everybody wants to have, you know, to reduce these shootings, and that's so important. And I just think that, you know, Trump is suggesting that teachers be armed. I think, you know, the gun-free zone is sending a bad message to schools or churches or wherever. I think, I know in Grafton they've had a law officer in there that's armed. It's a policeman. And I think that sends a great message of anybody that's going to potentially go in there. They know that he's there. He's visible. And I think that's probably some of the things that we may look at. I would say keep the decisions local, Scott, whether it's local school boards or state decisions, because, you know, different people. ideas on that, but I just think, you know, the mentally handicapped and issues and so a lot of these people maybe, you know, need to look at again is just to make sure that we aren't, make sure that the guns aren't getting into people with some big, big challenges. I know over a majority of people that are doing these shootings have had some mental challenges that we have to make sure that they're not getting the guns. So it's a tough thing, but I think without a doubt, we want to make sure we don't take away guns for, you know, people like myself or hunters and stuff, because that's something that we're getting diverted, and the issue is not that, in my opinion.
Let's see here. Texter says, will you pledge to have the same accessibility as Congressman Kramer, i.e. continue this radio appearance? And also, would you join the Freedom Caucus? Two questions, sir.
As far as the first part of the question, absolutely. I've always been a man of the people, at the people's house. I've put in over 42,000 miles, actually, Scott, since August. I love that. I don't consider it work. I will continue doing that. I think I'll do is Coffee with Kramer's, because that's what I like doing. And it's been fun. It's amazing, as I've been traveling around since August, you know, asking opinions, comments, questions, and ideas. It's kind of fun to actually hear what's on people's minds. There's no better way than getting out in the small cafes, big towns, and different things. I like when I go to restaurants, I go to the back of the kitchen and talk to the chefs. I want to make sure I don't miss out anybody. So to answer that question, absolutely. That's what I've been doing. When I was a senator in District 19, I had a newsletter weekly, and I got out and visited with the people. So that's what I like. So I'll guarantee that'll continue to happen. Is equal, if not more so, than Congressman Kramer. He was the number one, I think, congressman that had his town hall meetings of any other congressman. So I will be right up there and guarantee that'll happen.
And on the Freedom Caucus, asking, I guess, if you would join the Freedom Caucus?
You know, I want to make sure what's best for North Dakotans, and I stand for a lot of what the Freedom Caucus stands for, but a lot of times they've obstructed some different bills, so I want to make sure, before I would do something like that, that's what the majority of the people, my constituents, would want me to do, and it would be best for North Dakota in the future. So I can't really answer that, guarantee that right now, but if that's what the majority of North Dakotans would want and that would move us forward, I would definitely consider that.
Kenny, south of Mandan, for Tom Campbell. You're next on the Talk Radio Town Hall.
Good morning, Tom and Scott. Tom, I'm a rancher. I ranch south of Mandan. My last name is Kenny Grainer. I'm currently the president of the United States Cattlemen's Association. And when you talk about NAFTA, it's very concerning to me as a rancher and to a lot of ranchers across the U.S. and the state of North Dakota. Now, a lot of talk has always been about the exports. Have you looked at the imports when it comes to cattle and beef? We have been running a deficit in the billions. And so my question is, have you taken that sneak peek to look at imports and what they're doing to the cattle industry as well as manufacturing?
Absolutely, Kenny. And what's really been frustrating is that, and you know this, there's a lot of beef being imported to the United States, and it's also being blended and mixed with United States beef. And it's called USDA cut, which is, in my opinion, wrong, because people are eating beef that's coming in from other countries, and they're thinking it's United States beef. So we need to get a handle on that to make sure that we use our first resources first. There's a lot of export opportunities in Japan. You know, the meat consumption is growing, and we need to focus on those markets and not necessarily be bringing in beef that's blended and mixed. And you know the specifics of that, but it's been frustrating. I just met with the beef association groups, and they're really frustrated with that. And a lot of them they have too many processors and packing sheds that are involved with that, with making decisions that probably aren't rancher friendly. And I would want to make sure we separate that so we can find out what truly is on the rancher's mind and not necessarily being distorted with the packers.
Thanks, Tom. I appreciate it.
Thanks for the call, Kenny. Others welcome at 800-228-0550. The 800-pound, you know, gorilla, elephant in the room, whatever analogy you want to use, is certainly our $20 trillion in debt, our deficit, and an insatiable appetite to spend. So let's talk a little bit about job one for you in the spending and balanced budget area. What would you do?
Well, Scott, first of all, yeah, I've been a state senator for only just three short sessions, and North Dakota, fortunately, has always had to balance our budget. And all of my businesses and the farms, we've always had to balance our budgets as well. We can't afford to, you know, have a printing press out in the shop and like our federal government, which is part of the problem. You know, $20 trillion. I just have a brand new granddaughter that lives in Bismarck, and she's 5 months old. And when I hold her, I'm thinking like, man, $20 trillion, and she's 4 months or 5 months old. You know, unless we rein that in, it's just staggering the problems and the people that are so unresponsible. That my number one issue on that is Evinwood Prison Ministry and working with homeless missions for many, many, many years. And I've got a pretty good handle on some of the abuses of the entitlement going on there. First of all, we have to make sure we continue to, the vulnerable people that need help, we have to continue to give that to them. That's our responsibility. But I've also had my eyes opened up to a percentage of people that are taking advantage of the system. And that's hundreds of billions of dollars in our welfare programs that we need to enact some tough love programs where using some of those dollars that are getting in the wrong hands, they need to be continually put in the right hands. And also those dollars could be used for other things. That's a huge, huge effect, especially in Obama years where we, you know, doubled our debt from 8 to 16 or 18 trillion. And that was also cutting our military at the same time so that the extra dollars that were borrowed were for entitlement programs. You know, of course, we need to protect our Social Security and aged individuals. But as far as the people that are taking advantage of programs, that's big on my heart. We have to hold them accountable. It's called tough love. And I've got lots of ideas, a lot of personal experiences on how to approach that. So I can hardly wait to get to Washington and bring some of these personal experiences that I've had with working with these people directly and fighting that and saving the dollars and putting them to places where we need them.
Market question, says another listener. Our farmers and ranchers produce the best food in the world. They have to follow lots of quality regulations. We are paying premium price in the stores for food imported that does not meet the same standards.
Well, that kind of goes back to the question from the rancher, Kenny, and, you know, south of Mandan. There are a lot of, I would say I'm very, very for free trade, but we need to make it fair trade. And I could give you a lot of instances where we're exporting wheat to Canada, and they downgraded to a number two or feed wheat. And so it's like a little bit more than half price. Mexico exporting produce, same type of thing. They're not following by the laws. And we need to not necessarily write new laws, but enforce the existing laws. And I think we need to look at that because there's just a lot of, it's not free trade. We just need fair trade. And I think a lot of common sense and a lot of personal experiences on that being involved. I grow lots of different crops, not just potatoes. And I've seen the inequity of that. And it's very frustrating because America, with our higher standard of living and our higher costs, we need to make sure it's all about fair trade, not necessarily free trade.
Deb in Bismarck, question for Tom Campbell. Go ahead, Deb.
Hey, I'm wondering, this is a totally different thing. It's about veterans and their benefits. In Bismarck, there is not a nursing home that will accept a veteran and his benefits. They have to be shipped out to Glen Allen, to Garrison. There's many other small towns, but Bismarck does not have a nursing home that will accept it. I was at a round table with Senator Hoven it's been almost 2 years, where he was trying to pass a bipartisan bill to get that the veterans' requirements and the state requirements match, because the nursing homes here will not do the second survey to meet the veterans' one. They said it's too expensive. So any veteran that you have in a nursing home,
hang on, Deb. We'll finish this on the other side of the break. More with Tom Campbell coming up. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morgan of Castleton. We invite North Dakota farm women to our Soybean Marketing Seminar for Women, March 13th at NDSU's Commodity Trading Room located in Berry Hall in Fargo. Naomi Bloom will lead the one-day seminar. Ms. Bloom is an expert at advising farmers how to manage their cash marketing needs and properly use futures and options. Naomi helps farmers understand the importance of managing basis, delivery point considerations, cash flow, and contracts. This program is designed specifically for women involved in North Dakota soybean production. Come learn and network in a friendly environment with colleagues making the same decisions on their farms. Again, Soybean Marketing Seminar for Women, March 13th at NDSU's Commodity Trading Room located at Berry Hall in Fargo. Deadline to register is March 6th. Register online at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hurry to Hot Springs Plaza Pool Tables 2 right now because the deals are incredible. Vince is with me to tell me why. 60 months, no interest financing, cash discounts right now on your showroom models. What's going on?
We're excited to get our 2018 inventory in on the showroom floor where we lock it down for 6 months. So right now we have a lot of 2017 inventory remaining, and we'd like to find a home for it. And in doing so, you can save some money.
Big money, folks. Come on in right now. Use the promo code ACE with your Hot Springs Spa staff member. You'll get an additional savings of up to $1,900. Remember that promo code ACE. Saunas, hot tubs, game tables, pool tables. They've got it all, and pools and more right here. Plus, every day made better. What's that mean?
Well, that means every time you sit in hot water, you're better. You're better physically. You're better mentally. You're better relationally. Just know that you are better because of 101 degree water and what it does for the circulatory system and the body in general. And that's why we say every day made better.
They're in West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, and now Devil's Lake, too. Hot Spring Spas and pool tables, too. Remember the promo code ACE.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Of the What's on Your Mind program today on the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains with Todd, the radio god, birthday boy Mitchell today. I'm Scott Hinnan. Our guest is Tom Campbell. Tom is a candidate for the Republican nomination for the U.S. House in North Dakota. He's sitting in for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Continue to keep Kevin and Chris Cramer and their son Isaac in your prayers. Kevin, of course, dealing with his son in a hospital in Bismarck. And battling liver and kidney failure and just going through a very tough time right now. So just keep praying that gets better. Appreciate that very much. Okay, Devin Bismarck, you didn't get a chance to quite finish your question for Tom, but go ahead and finish and ask
I don't mean it to be so lengthy, but no veteran can come to a nursing home here in Bismarck and have their benefits accepted. And this is happening in other states, and we have all the data and stuff for it. And it's because of the way that the veteran survey and the state survey, they don't match him up. Other small towns don't, unfortunately. We'll take them, and they do the double up. I mean, they do the both surveys, but none in Bismarck. So my dad, who's a 91-year-old World War II veteran, has used up every one of his savings when he has 100% benefits, so he can be by family, or we would have to ship him off to a small town that is away from us. And I don't know if veterans are aware, or Bismarck is even aware, that if you have a veteran, and they're coming up, they're going to have to be shipped out if they want to use their benefits, or they have to empty their savings like we did our dad and go on Medicaid, and then the state has to do it instead of the benefit he earned. So
makes no sense. Yes. Your question is, what would Tom do about it?
Right, because they tried to pass a bipartisan, Holman put a bill in. They couldn't get it passed at all, which makes no sense on something like this.
All right, so they have a fix. They just haven't passed it, sounds like.
They can't get it through. They can't, yeah, or the fix has to be somewhere within the statewide here, too, so that they accept the same surveys. The VA accepts the state surveys.
Fill that gap.
Many veterans coming.
Any ideas here, Tom?
Well, I think, my dad was a World War II B-17 pilot and a veteran, and I got lots of friends and cousins, and so we need to put them first, because without them, we wouldn't have our freedom of our country. So I hear you loud and clear, and I think, the veterans, this kind of relates to veterans' hospitals. I think in many cases, we can offer them with our traditional hospitals and caregiving services be equal the same, and just give them, in essence, like a voucher card that they can participate like that and not single out. Because right now I think they're being deprived some of the quality care by going to the veterans hospitals. Fargo's got a great veterans hospital, but there's so many around the country the people dying, waiting in line and stuff. And I think there's a lot of traditional hospitals that can handle that.
This is nursing home care, and you want your family with you. We have family here. You don't want to ship them off to a town.
Yeah, and then the population centers don't accept them, and the smaller towns do. Something's amiss with that for sure, Deb. Thankfully, you got an administration that's much more proactive about filling some of these gaps and taking care of that. And it sounds like if there was legislation already crafted, that maybe that can be revisited now with a more friendly administration and hopefully enough votes. Thanks for updating us on it, though. Appreciate that very much. Bob in Grafton for Senator Campbell. Go ahead.
Thanks, Scott. Hi, Tom. I was just wondering, President Trump had made some comments there about this protecting for the schools there, hiring, military, veterans and retired law enforcement. And Kirsten Baszler the other week on Scott's show had made the comment that she would support such a measure, provided, family members and parents and law enforcement are on board with that. So I just want to put it out there that there's a lot of us veterans, myself included, that would be more than willing to put our name in the hat for such a plan if that's something that can be done. I think that first line of defense should be at our schools.
Tom? Bob, that's a great idea, because we have a lot of resources right there. And majority of veterans are probably trained in with handguns and can handle that. And they're right there. There's a lot of retired vets that could do that. So that's a super idea. Just common sense thinking that I'm always open to ideas if it's around, because I think just like that Grafton school system, for example, they have a local police officer in there that would be a huge deterrent of anybody that would be thinking of breaking into school and doing some shooting. So I think with whether it's veterans or retired law officers or existing law officers or sharing with policemen for a few hours of each shift, I think we're on the right page there. But I like your thinking on that, because veterans could do it, fill a big gap there. And
I just like the fact we're talking about school safety rather than more gun control. Thanks, Bob. Appreciate the call. We don't have much time left, literally about a half a minute. I'm going to just go quickly here. We didn't get a chance to talk about building the wall, but would you be all for getting that done?
Absolutely. We need to build a wall, but also, as I mentioned before, we need to make sure we have doors. We need immigrants, but we want to make sure it's the right immigrants. We don't want to make sure we get everybody's, all the other countries, criminals. We need to get people who want to come to our country, live our culture, speak our language, and work, and not just be sucking off our welfare system, which in many cases it has, and majority of it hasn't. So we just need to make sure we fine-tune that, and I'm for that with just abiding by a lot of the existing laws now that have been. Thanks for the stuff. I think that's bad.
two topics I promised to get to. We're going to put top of our list for the next time we have you on: term limits, which I know you're very much in favor of, and also entitlements, just how we tackle all of that. So we'll save that for next time. Tom, thanks for pinch hitting for Congressman Kevin Cramer today, and be safe on the campaign trail.
Hey, thanks, Scott. A lot of fun. Keep in touch.
MyPillow.com, promo code Scott for some great deals. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow.
Hi, it's Scott Hannon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota: the Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night's stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and we'll give you a coupon book for all kinds of things: free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the Best of the West deal: 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.